This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I had a lot of faith in, obviously, my agent and the Niners that we were going to get something done. Didn't know when exactly, but being here for phase one was huge for me.
When we last talked to you about 4 months ago, you were going to take a month off from throwing the football, give your arm and shoulder some time to rest. I assume you did that since you're throwing now, but how's that? How's your health? And then, I mean, if you go back 2 years, you weren't even starting your throwing program yet. Does this kind of blow you away that you've come this far in the 2 years since that time, whether you knew where your career was headed?
Yeah. To answer your first part, my body feels great. Feel really healthy and 100%. And so it's just finding ways to get better. Obviously just with the new guys and running routes and watching the film and applying that to the field with the ways that we can right now. Just 2 years ago, obviously coming off of surgery, I didn't have OTAs, and even camp for me was, 2 days on, 1 day off. So I was missing a day. And so just being grateful that I'm out there and actually getting better and throwing and having an off season to work on fundamentals has been huge. And obviously I said that last year, but this year, we didn't make the playoffs and we had some time away to actually decompress and think about, how the season went and actually do some real reflection. The year before Super Bowl and got married, and it just went so fast, and boom, we were right into the next season. But man, was I itching to come back and just excited to get back with the guys, and just the energy and all the guys' mindset now coming back, man. The locker room, the workouts, in the weight room, the film room, you name it. Like, there's a new kind of, like, re-energized feeling around the facility. So, it's an exciting time. So,
how involved were you with the process? And are there any terms or specific things that you felt strongly about that needed to be in that negotiation?
Obviously my agent did the negotiating, but would just keep me updated, throughout the week, and certain big moments and conversations that were had with the Niners, and then he would just call me and update me, and we both, before the whole thing started, sat down and we were like, all right, this is our vision. This is hopefully what we can get out of it and get what you deserve and have earned, and go from there. But obviously we want to make sure that we're working together with our organization and setting up everybody for success. It's not just for me to get all the money as much as I can, but also, like, hey, let's surround yourself with a great team and players and a great locker room, and all those things matter. So we definitely talked about that. And then, like I said, he would just update me periodically, but, there were some things that we wanted in there to protect me down the road and whatnot, and the contract and the language and all that stuff. But he did an amazing job with handling that and then breaking it down to me, like, what it is, what it means, and what we need to get, what we can give up, all that kind of stuff. That's just negotiating. And so, like I said, he did an amazing job, and I'm very proud of him.
What is the balance
that you feel that you say is different? Is it a stark contrast to last season where there was some contract drama up and down, and now you've got not only your contract done, but George and Fred? Does that kind of settle everything?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I feel like every year there sort of has been someone that it's like, man, you'd like to get them done, and it's gone on pretty late. And whether that has affected the locker room or not, I'm not really sure. I don't want to just pinpoint something, but this year having the guys done and being able to get back to work and be around the guys in the locker room and just like build our culture and standard really from the ground up with all the new guys that we have. It's been pretty cool. And everybody's bought in right now, and we're excited obviously to do like more team activities and stuff as we move along the off season. But man, it's hard to explain, but the young guys, the older guys, everybody's is bringing it right now. And I think it's just so important that we're just around each other a lot, doing little different activities and continuing to build chemistry. Like that's the kind of stuff that matters, man. When you get late in the season and things get tough and you go through some tough things as a team, like you want to be able to know the guy next to you and what he's about and that he's going to have your back and everything like that. So anyways, having the contract stuff done, it's been a huge blessing for the whole team and organization.
You wanted to set everyone up for flexibility. Do you mean you maybe left something on the table in an effort to help roster construction going forward?
I think where we ended up was exactly where we needed to be. I'm extremely happy with where we ended, and I know the Niners are too. And you know, with that being said, man, like for me, it's all about football now. And you know, however, obviously they use the cap space and all that kind of stuff. Like that's not my job. My job is to now go and win games and lead this team. But I'm extremely happy and grateful for where we ended with. And hopefully that answers your question.
The no trade clause important to you that it was in there?
I think it's important, yes, but also that's something that, you know, my agent and I discussed with, you know, what other quarterbacks have around the league and stuff in their contract. But, you know, for me, was it going to be a determining factor in signing it or not? No. Like we're very grateful that we had it in there. But at the end of the day, like I said, everything else that the contract entails, we're extremely excited about. And so we're just grateful how it turned out.
You get from the guys in the building that have gone through this, specifically George and Fred, and does it help at all to go through this at the same time they're going through it again?
A little bit, yeah. I think they did a great job, you know, just giving me a heads up, like, hey, man, this is how negotiating is, and obviously it's a business, but this is sort of what you can expect. This is, you know, what we experienced and went through, and don't hang your head on this or that. Like they did a great job with, you know, giving me some real good advice going into it. Same with Bosa and all those guys. And then obviously they're going through an extension at the same time, and everybody's contract and situation is different. We're not all in the same exact boat, but just when it comes to the negotiating, you want to get a deal done. You want to have that stress off your shoulders and just focus on football. So I think we were all able to relate in that way, but yeah, man, those guys definitely looked out for me and gave me a heads up.
Every contract's different, Brock. So what did you learn about the situation, the business, the team, yourself?
Yeah, I think, I just love playing football. I love getting around the guys in the locker room, and that's what I want to make the main thing. And so something that I learned throughout the process is, hey, man, like how can I, even though we're going through this business side of things, how can I still be present in the locker room and love on these guys and build trust and character within the whole organization, even though this contract negotiation thing is going on. I didn't want to lose who I was throughout all the process. I feel like you've seen stories and things around the league at times where people can act uncharacteristically and you know, because they might be hearing some things. But for me, what I've learned is it is a business, but that doesn't mean I have to change. I can continue to be who I am and stay true to that and have faith that it'll get done.
Brock, there's an idea that you're such a nice guy and been paid relatively little, and that you were just, you're so nice that you weren't going to, you know, drag these things out and everything. I mean, is there any element of that? Because at the same time, this is your market, you've earned this. I guess, was there a balance between, hey, I don't want to make this difficult, but I also want to, you know, get what I deserve?
Yeah. Man, I have so much respect for everybody in this organization from the top down. And so I think they know who I am and what I'm about. And I don't know if there was a narrative of Brock's going to take a pay cut because he's a nice guy or this or that. But for me, it's, man, I play in the NFL. There's 32 starting quarterbacks and those guys, like it's not the easiest job in the world. And for me, with what I've done and everything, I could hang my hat on the fact that, you know, I've had success in this league and I'm capable of leading an organization all the way to the end, the Super Bowl. I proved that. And so for me, it's, I know who I am, and I'm going to, you know, obviously want to get what I deserve, but also surround myself, like I said, with guys around me and not just try to take every penny for myself. But that's the whole point of negotiating. You know, you go throughout that, you try to meet in the middle ground, and where we ended, man, I'm extremely grateful and happy with. So, yeah.
Offseason started with 6 or 7 starters leaving and not a lot coming in. And meanwhile, you've got your own negotiations. What were you thinking during that period? Were you communicating with 49ers always saying, we're going to get to you, this is not across the board cutting? What was the kind of the messaging back and forth then?
I mean, they are like, called my agent and we're definitely talking pretty early. And so for me, I knew that, you know, they know and think that I was a priority at the time, even though there was a lot of changes and turnover happening within the organization and players. So I knew that they were thinking about me and that they were talking to my agent and stuff. But like I said, with the timing of how these contracts and things happen, they don't just happen overnight. Like there's a process to it. And I was just where I was at with my life, being with my wife and training and not trying to get consumed with, I need to get this done by next week or the week after. You know, my mindset was it could take however long it takes, but I need to get better this off season. And obviously I was finding out just like everybody else with my teammates leaving and going to other teams and places. And I was extremely happy for them getting paid and all that kind of stuff. But I also understand that, man, that's the nature of the sport. It's a business. And players go to different places and stuff, and you got to bring in new guys and build up a new culture and team. And that's part of it, but I didn't get consumed by it. Obviously it does, you know, suck when you build up this brotherhood. And, you know, Dre Greenlaw was my locker room partner and right next to me. And then now he's gone and it's like, man, you know, that stinks, but it's part of the game. So still trying to comprehend it a little bit. So.
And John mentioned, you mentioned earlier that you had big up and down moments throughout the negotiation, being prepared for those. What were one or two moments along the way that maybe helped you believe it was getting done, or even maybe the opposite way that it was going to take a while?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was just an open communication from the get-go. I think I always had faith that, all right, you know, they started with a very respectable first offer, and from there the communication between them and my agent was great, and they talked a lot, and there was no drama involved. And so for me, I think all those moments added up to be like, to for me, I just had faith that it was going to get done, and that these guys have my back, and that they want to get something done relatively quick and smooth and all that. But and then obviously last week we knew that we were at the number, and we just had to get a couple things figured out within the language of the contract, and that it was going to be a go. And I just didn't know, you know, what day that was going to be or whatnot. And sure enough, you know, we were golfing. My wife and I were golfing at the Olympic Club with Jake Brendel and his wife, and yeah, we got a text from my agent saying it's done, and answered John Lynch's FaceTime. And so, yes, it was the late course, yeah. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.